Today, we continue to study the precious words of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
那今天我们再次来看耶稣基督他宝贵的教导是在马太福音。
For a third consecutive Sunday, we are looking at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6.
那连着第三周我们是在看马太福音第六章的主导文。
Today, our text is verse 11 of Matthew 6.
那今天我们集中看的经文是马太福音的六章十一节。
In the past week, we learned something important.
那过去一周我们学习到一些重要的事情。
We saw that prayer is not for God. Prayer is really for you.
我们看到祷告其实不是为了神的益处，而是为了你的益处。
Being true God,He knows your needs before you even ask Him for anything.
那亚伟既然是真神，在你向他祈求之前呢，他已经知道你要求什么了。
It is you who need to know what you really need.
而是你需要去认识到你所缺乏的是什么。
The Lord's Prayer contains a list of things you really need.
那主导文里面就包含了一系列的事情是你真实的需要。
Things you need to know and things you must do.
那一些是你需要知道的事情，一些是你需要去做的事情。
For example, in the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, we need to know that the name of God is Yahweh.
那例如在第一个请求里面，我们需要知道的就是神的名字是 Yahweh。
The purpose he has revealed this name to mankind is so that when you call on this name Yahweh, you can make contact with him.
那他将他自己的名字向人类去启示的原因呢，就是当你去呼求他的名字的时候，你可以接触到他。
So call on the name Yahweh.
所以呼求亚伟的名字。
And secondly, we learn that the kingdom of God is coming to earth soon.
那第二件事情我们学习到的就是神的国度将要来到地上。
The purpose of your life is to enter God's kingdom and to help others enter.
那你人生的目标应该是进入神的国，也帮助其他人可以进去。
And thirdly, God's will is the best for you.
那第三，你必须要知道神的旨意对你来说是最美好的。
So what you must do is to put your trust in Him.
那你需要做的呢，就是将你的信心去放在他身上。
And so this morning we come to the fourth petition in verse 11.
那今天早上我们就来到第四个请求，是在第十一节。
Now, almost every traditional translation reads, "Give us today our daily bread."
一般普遍的翻译或者是传统的翻译是这么说啊，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
So what you just heard is the traditional 和合本, the Union Chinese Bible.
刚才我们听到的这个翻译就是传统的和合本的中文翻译。
Notice the word our daily bread, daily bread.
大家留意这是这里说日用的饮食。
And for this reason, I'd like to ask Brother Albert to read to you a more recent Chinese translation.
请Albert弟兄为我们读一个比较新的中文的翻译。我们每天所需的食物，求你今天赐给我们。
Notice with this new Chinese translation, the word daily is put in.
那大家留意到这个比较新的这个新译本，每天这个字就放在里面了。
In a moment, I will explain to you that this traditional translation is inadequate, is not reliable.
那一会我想和大家解释呢，这个传统的翻译实际上是不足够的。
Think about it. If this translation is dependable, what is it saying to you?
大家想一想，那如果这个翻译是可靠的，那这里告诉你的是什么呢？
Is Jesus teaching Christians to pray before they eat their meal?
那是否耶稣在教导基督徒在饭前要去祷告呢？
Is this the reason why Christians have the habit of praying before they eat?
那这是不是为什么基督徒在饭前会去祷告的原因呢？
This is not the reason why Christians habitually pray before they eat.
但是这并不是为什么基督徒在饭前去祷告的原因。
You've heard Stephen and others pray before we eat, right?
那大家曾经听过灰弟兄还有其他在饭前祷告。
He never says, "Give us today our daily bread."
那他没有这样子去求今日、求神赐给我们今日的饮食。
So this should show us what Jesus is saying here is not to teach Christians to pray before a meal.
所以在这里我们看到耶稣在这里教导基督徒的并不是在饭前 去祷告。
Christians pray before a meal because we think it is a good idea to remember God's goodness and to thank Him for the food.
那基督徒为什么在饭前祷告呢？原因就是我们觉得、向神去纪念他对我们的美善、跟对我们的供应、是很好的。
By the way, there is not one place in the Bible that says, you Christians, before you eat your breakfast or lunch or dinner, pray. There's no such thing in the Bible.
我在这里趁机说，在圣经里面并没有一处的圣经去说、基督徒在饭前必须向神去祷告。
But this is a very good tradition to keep.
但是这是一个很好的传统去、执行。
If in your heart you're thankful to God, and before a meal you skip prayer, you don't pray, you haven't done anything wrong.
那如果你在饭前你心里面知道、神是美善，也向他感恩，那如果你没有祷告，那你并没有犯罪。
It's more important to have a grateful and thankful attitude than to keep certain church traditions.
那对比去、遵守一些教会的传统，保持一个感恩的心是 更好的。
But what does verse 11 says if it is not teaching us to pray before a meal?
但是那十一节究竟在告诉我们什么呢？如果、它的含义不是教导我们在饭前祷告。
If we assume that Jesus is speaking literally, then what he's saying makes little sense.
那如果我们只是按字面的意思去看主耶稣的话，那他所说的就令人摸不着头脑了。
Because why should you pray to God, give us today our daily food? It's pointless, meaningless.
为什么你需要向神祷告，今日所需的食物求你今天给我们？那这是没有意义的。
Because you know you have enough food for a few days in your kitchen.
那原因就是你知道在你的厨房里面、有足够的食物、可以足够一周。
When you know your refrigerator is filled with food, why should you pray to God, give us today our daily food?
那当你知道你的冰箱里面是充满着食物，那为什么你需要向神去祷告，今日求你给我们今天的饮食呢？
It would make much more sense if you pray like the following. Heavenly Father, please keep my income coming steadily.
用以下的方式去祷告不是更加合乎逻辑吗？那亲爱的天父，求你帮助我的收入可以稳定。
Unless money comes in steadily, otherwise you will have to eat less.
除非你的收入、是非常稳定的，要不然、你就需要吃少一点了。
Or to pray to God, keep me in good health.
那又或者求主使我的健康总是在好的状态。
Please God, keep me in good health so that I don't get sick or hospitalized.
那神啊，求你、帮助我能够有好的健康、使我不用去医院。
Because if your health is poor, you can't work. If you can't work,Money is not coming in anymore.
原因就是如果你的健康不好，你就不能够工作，那你的收入就立马会受到影响。
So it's very clear to us that we should not take the words of Jesus literally here. He must be, again, speaking figuratively.
所以我们看到我们并不可以、用字面去理解耶稣在这里所说的，那他在这里是用、比喻的手法在说话。
A number of Sundays ago, Brother Albert pointed out to us that there is something not quite right with the traditional translation, and a better translation is required.
那几周前 ，Albert 弟兄和我们、提到，在这里这一节经文的翻译不足够，那更好的翻译是需要的。
Here is a better translation, although it's incomplete.
现在在屏幕上呢是一个更好的翻译，但是。纵然它还有不完全的地方。
Give us today our bread for tomorrow.
我们明日所需的食物今日赐给我们。
Now this is on the right track because it points us to the right direction.
那这个翻译、是更好的，因为它指把我们指向对的方向。
It points us to an account, a story in Hebrew scripture.
那他像把我们指向在希伯来圣经里面的一个事件。
Notice what is unusual, peculiar about this translation. It's a contrast of giving us food today, but this food is for tomorrow.
那大家要留意到这里有一个对比，就是明日和今日，就是向神求今天给我们明天所需的食物。
It points us to the miraculous feeding of the people of Israel in the wilderness.
那这节经文把我们指向旧约圣经里面所提及的，就是神曾经在旷野里面很奇迹的去喂饱以色列民。
In that account, every day God rains down bread from heaven to feed the multitude.
那我们一会会看到，在那个时候，神在每一天都从天去降下食物去喂饱以色列民。
And the amount of bread that rains down literally from the sky is enough for every person for that day.
那当时候天上所降下来的这个玛拿呢，是可以足够喂饱整群以色列人那一天的需要。
And when the people come to the sixth day of the week, that is the day just before the day of rest, the Shabbat, what people pick up?The bread from heaven is a double portion.
来到第六天的时候，就是在安息日之前的那一天，在那一天呢，以色列民捡的从天而降的食物呢，就会有两倍。
So on the sixth day of the week, God feed the people with a double portion of food, so that on the seventh day, the day of rest, they can rest from all work.
那在当时候，神在第六天就降下两倍的食物使到他们可以在第七天，就是安息日可以去休息，不需要去工作。
In other words, this correct translation points us correctly to the miraculous feeding by God of Israel in the wilderness.
换句话说，这个更好的翻译纵然有不完全的地方是把我们指向那神在旷野去奇迹般的去喂饱以色列民的这个事件。
Now about this important reference to the Hebrew scripture, I prepare some verses and some pictures for you to see in a moment.
那关于在旷野的这个经历，一会我会带大家去看一些的经文。
But before I go any further, let me just make two points which may be a little bit technical for you.
那在我继续之前呢，我想为大家介绍几方面，那或许对你来说有一点学术性。
I want to prove to you that the translation our daily bread is not correct.
那我想为大家指出今日所需的食物，那这个翻译是不正确的。
每天所需要的食物 daily 每天
每天所需要的食物并不是翻译的正确。
The translation here that you are seeingThe bread for tomorrow is the correct translation.
在这里我们看到的明日所需要的食物是对的。
Many of us know there is a parallel similar passage of the Lord's Prayer found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 11 and verse 3.
大家或许会知道在路加福音的十一章三节有一个平行的经文。
The Lord's Prayer in the Gospel of Luke is a brief version of the one in Matthew 6.
在路加福音的主导文是比起在马太福音的主导文更加的简要的一个主导文。
Luke 11 and first, starting from verse 2, Father, may your name be held holy, your kingdom come, verse 3. Give us each day, that is daily, our daily bread.
那马太福音十一章二节，你们祈祷的时候要说，父啊，愿你的名被尊为圣。愿你的国降临，我们所需的粮食天天赐给我们。
Notice the English translation. Every day, each day is one Greek word, kas imera. Whereas daily bread, the word daily is a different word.
那大家留意英文的翻译，这个天天这个字呢，它的希腊文是一个，那另外一个每天这个希腊文又是另外一个。
So, if Jesus wants to say daily bread, he would have used the first Greek word, not the second.
那如果耶稣想说的是每天的饮食，那他会用到首先的这个希腊文字，就不会用到第二个希腊文字了。
If you don't understand this very well, just keep this one point in mind.
那如果你觉得有困难跟得上，那你只要记住这一点。
The original word in Greek is not daily bread, but something else, because the word daily is expressed by a different Greek word.
在原文里面，每天这个字呢，就跟天天的这个是不一样的。
Now I come to the crucial word, epiousion, which is wrongly translated as daily bread.
那我就来到这个关键的原文字，就是翻译为每天的所需的食物的这个每天的。
So I'm meaning this word, daily bread is wrong. This is a difficult word, which did not exist in the Greek world at that time.
那这个希腊文字呢，在当时候的这个希腊的社会里面是不存在的。
The writer was trying to find a Greek word to express something that Jesus said originally in Aramaic.
作者他就寻找一个字要去表达耶稣原本在亚兰文里面所说的意思。
The writer knew what he needed to express, but could not find an existing Greek word to say it.
他就知道他想要去表达的是什么，但是在希腊文里面他找不到一个合适的字。
So, like many writers, he created a new word to say what he needed to say.
那像好多不同的作者，他就自己造了一个字去表达他想说的。
And the word is epiousion.
那这个希腊文字呢，就是epiousion.
For those of you who are interested in the technicality of this important point, I refer you to the reference work on the screen.
那些有兴趣了解比较学术性的解释的，那我就放在这个 PPT 上面了。
But you see, this peculiar word has a double meaning, the immediacy and the following day.
那大家留意这个黑色的字体呢，那就会发现这个字呢有两层的含义，一个是立即、随即、马上，第二层的意思是明日。
So this word is composed of two parts. It's a sense of immediacy. The second part conveys the idea of the following day, next day.
那这个字有两个部分组成，这个前面的 epi 这个部分呢，就是表达了立即、随即的意思。那第二个部分它要表达就是明日，明天。
When we translate this peculiar word literally, then we get, give us today the bread for the immediately following day.
那如果我们是按照这个希腊文字的含义去直接的翻译呢，那就会得出立即就到来的明日。
That's why I said a moment ago, the translation, give us today our bread for tomorrow is better, but not complete. It misses the sense of immediacy.
那这也是为什么我说刚才那个更好的翻译，今日赐给我们明日所需的饮食，那有不足够的地方，因为没有表达这个迫切性。
A word must express both the immediacy and the following day, like so.
那正确的翻译呢，就必须要表达出这个迫切性，还有明天。
But then this literal translation doesn't flow, it's not very fluent, is it?
但是如果这样子按字面的翻译，那听起来就不太通顺。
In fact, there is no ideal way of translating the rich meaning of this word unless we use a paraphrase.
其实实际上我们就没有一个好的方法去正确的去翻译这个字所表达的，除非我们是用意译的方式。
Now to paraphrase the correct sense of the original, the Sabbath day is arriving soon. Give us double portion of the manna today.
那如果这节经文按着意义去翻译的时候，就是安息日马上就到了，求你今日赐给我们双倍的粮食。
So, what is Jesus saying to us?
主耶稣在这里要表达的是什么呢？
Jesus has the Sabbath day on his mind.
那耶稣是想起安息日。
The sixth day of the week is a picture of the last day that you and I are living in.
那第六日这个安息日前的这一天，然后就是一幅图画，是你和我所活着的这个时代。
And the Sabbath day, being the seventh day, is a picture of life in God's kingdom when it comes to earth.
那第七天这个安息日呢，其实就是当神的国来到地上的时候的这一幅图画。
When God's kingdom comes to earth, there will be rest from evil, from sin, suffering, and conflict.
那当神的国度来到地上的时候，那就有安息了，就是要从罪恶、从痛苦这些得到安息。
So entering the seventh day, entering the Sabbath is a picture of salvation.
换句话说，进入到安息日就是一幅进入救恩的图画了。
So now that we understand the true meaning of the text, what does Jesus want us to know and what must we do?
那当我们明白主耶稣想表达的含义之后，那我们要问，那我们知道以后我们需要怎么回应呢？
What you must need to know is that God's kingdom is coming to earth soon, which the context confirms.
那首先我们需要掌握的就是神的国快要来到地上，那也是上文下里已经谈及过的。
The day of salvation is drawing very near.
那得救的日子越来越靠近了。
And therefore, give us, O Father, the strength we need to survive in these final evil days.
天父，求你赐给我们所需要的力量，叫我们能够忍耐到底而得救。
Now, in the following few moments, I'd like to show you some pictures which I have took in the wilderness.
在我和大家去解释过这一节经文正确的理解以后呢，我想给大家看一些照片，是我在以色列照的。
So this is a kind of environment that Yahweh was leading the people of Israel to travel through.
那这样的环境就是当时候亚伟神带领以色列民去经过的这个旷野。
This is another picture. This time is a wilderness in Israel itself, not in Sinai.
那这张照片呢，是在以色列境内的旷野，就不是在西乃那边的旷野。
So we've read in the book of Exodus that it is in this kind of environment that Yahweh was leading the way for people of Israel to travel for 40 years.
那我们在出埃及记里面所读到的，那当时候亚伟神就是在这样的环境里面带领以色列民在旷野有40年。
I have traveled in the wilderness, and I know how hot the sun is.
那我自己在旷野里面去经历过，我知道那里的日头是可以很热的。
And I hope one day you have opportunity to go and visit the wilderness, and you see and feel how hot it is.
那我希望你有机会能够有一天能够去到那个旷野，能够感受一下这个热。
In a place like this.How do you hide from the sun? Do you bring umbrellas with you?
那在这样的一个环境里面，你怎么去躲避日头呢？是不是带一把阳伞？
Well, Yahweh took good care of the people by giving them shade in the form of a pillar of cloud.
那当时候亚伟神就为以色列民去供应了遮阴的一个方式，就是透过云彩。
A huge column of cloud, not only to lead them forward in the right direction, but also providing them shade, like a huge umbrella.
那当时候神就透过云柱去带领以色列民往前行。那这个云柱不单单带领他们，也为他们提供了所需要遮阴的这个阴影。
The book of Exodus chapter 13 tells us, during the daytime, Yahweh would be leading their way by way of a pillar of cloud. But by night,He turns into a form of a column of fire to give them warmth and light.
在出埃及记的十三章二十一到二十节那里记载到，在白天的时候，亚伟就用云柱带领他们。那在夜间的时候，那这个云柱就改变成为火柱。
So in verse 22 of chapter 13 of Exodus, we read, "Neither the column of cloud by day." Nor the column of fire at night went away from in front of the people.
那在出埃及记十三章二十节那里说，日间云柱，夜间火柱，都不离开众民的面前。
In other words, Yahweh never forsake the people, but was with them all the time.
换句话说，亚伟从来没有离开他的子民，总是与他们同在。
And we read in the same book, the book of Exodus, that God led them through the Red Sea.commanding the water to separate so that the people can walk through dry land.
那在出埃及记我们也读到，当时候亚伟神就带领以色列民过了红海，那使到红海去分开，使到他们可以走过这个 海底。
The Bible tells us, by the time the Egyptian army, the army of Pharaoh, caught up with them, it was at night time.
那当时候，圣经记载，当埃及的追兵去追到他们的时候，已经是到傍晚了。
And Yahweh opened the sea and helped the people, led the people to walk through dry land to the other side of the sea.
那当时候，亚伟就使红海分开，那就带领他们通过红海去到对岸。
And when the people of Israel reached the other side, Yahweh caused the water to close up on the army of the Egyptians.
那当以色列民平安地渡过了红海之后呢，神就使红海的水再次合起来，就吞灭了埃及的兵丁。
And then the people traveled safely into the wilderness of Sinai for many years.
然后以色列民就得以平安地进入到西乃的旷野，有好多年。
And every day, every hour, every moment, Yahweh was there to care for the people day and night.
那在每一天、每个时刻、每一分钟、每一秒，亚伟都与他的子民同在，去照顾他们。
But when the people needed food and found no food, God miraculously provided food from heaven.
那在旷野里面，当人民需要食物的时候，那神就奇迹般的从天去赐给他们所需的食物。
He caused a certain special rain to come down from heaven, and then to rest on the grass on the ground, and when the water evaporates, what they find is a wafer-like kind of biscuits.
那神就使一种特别的雨去降在地上，当这个雨去蒸发之后呢，留在地上的就是好像薄饼的一种的食物。
Every day, this special rain of heavenly food will come down.
那每一天呢？从天就会下这样子特别的雨，就会给他们食物。
But then God said in Exodus chapter 16 and verse 4 and 5 that I will rain bread from heaven for you, but in order that I may test you, I have a special arrangement for the sixth day.
那在出埃及记的16章4到5节，那里亚伟说，我要把粮食从天上降给你们，但为了去试验你们，我有一个特别的安排。
That's on the sixth day, I will give you double portion of the food, so that on the seventh day, the day of rest, everybody stops some work.
那就是在第六天，神就赐给他们两倍的食物。那在第七天安息日呢，他们就不去工作。
And then in the same chapter 16 and verse 31, we see that the people of Israel call that special bread manna.
那在出埃及记十六章31节，以色列就把这个饼叫做玛拿。
It was like a coriander seed, is white in color, and it tasted like wafers in honey.
它有点像盐西子，白白的，味道就如割了蜜的脆饼。
And then in the same chapter, verses 26 and verse 30, we read, 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none. So the people rested on the seventh day.
16章26还有30节，六天你们可以收取，但是第七天是安息日，在那一天什么都没有了，所以第七天子民一律休息。
So now we know the correct translation of this important text should read, Give us today our bread for tomorrow.
所以我们看过这个背景之后，就知道六章十一节正确的翻译就是我们明日所需的食物今日赐给我们。
Exodus therefore is a picture of Yahweh's great might of salvation.
那出埃及记所记录的这个事件呢，就是为我们描绘出亚伟神他拯救的大能。
The whole account is about salvation and God's great power, His ability to save.
那整个出埃及的这个事件呢，就是为我们描绘出亚伟神他拯救的能力。
The Exodus is also a picture of glorious freedom.
那出埃及也是一个 荣耀自由的一个图画。
But then the Exodus is also a picture of Yahweh's commitment to save people right to the very end.
那出埃及这个事件所表达的，同样也是亚伟神他会拯救他的子民一直到底。
And then the wilderness is a picture of testing.
而旷野是一个试验的一个图画。
It's a picture of temptation.
那也是一个试探的一个图画。
A picture of endurance.
那也是一个坚持到底的一个图画。
And for some people, unfortunately, many people, it's a picture of perishing.
但是很可惜的，对于好多人来说，旷野也是一个灭亡的一个图画。
And when Jesus used the word bread, he is really thinking about manna in the wilderness.
所以当耶稣他用这个饮食的时候，他其实心里面所想的就是在旷野的玛拿。
So, let us review then what we have learned so far, the correct meaning of verse 11 of our text.
那我们来复习刚才我们学习到正确第十一节的解释。
Give us today our bread for tomorrow.
我们明日所需的食物今日赐给我们。
What it is really saying is, the Sabbath day is arriving soon. Give us a double portion of the manna today.
那背后真正的含义就是安息日马上就到了，求你今日赐给我们双倍的粮食。
God's kingdom is coming to earth soon. The day of salvation is drawing near. Give us the strength we need to survive in these final evil days.
天国马上就降临了，近天国日子近了，在这邪恶末后的日子，求你天天赐给我们所需的力量，叫我们能够忍耐到底而得救。
But let's be very careful. Jesus says, "Give us this food. Give us. We need to ask."
那让我们要留意到，这个请求里面，那耶稣教导门徒要向神去求。
It is one thing to realize you need strength to survive, but it's quite another thing to open your mouth and ask.
那对于你认识到你需要力量才能够存活，那和你为你的需要去祈求是两回事。
Jesus says, what you need to know is that you need strength, but what you must do that you must ask.
那耶稣在这里教导的是，你需要认识到你需要力量才能够存活下去，同时间你也需要去求。
So Jesus is asking us today, in your prayer life, in your Christian life, have you ever asked the Heavenly Father for strength to survive?
那同样在今天，耶稣是在问各位，那在你的祷告里面，你是否有向神求力量去存活下去呢？
Do you even know you must ask him for strength in so that you may survive?
那你之前是否认识到你必须向神求力量，你才能够存活吗？
Now to prove to you the importance of opening our mouth and ask God for strength, let me take you to the parallel passage in Luke chapter 11.
那为了为大家看得清楚这一点，就是我们需要不单单知道自己需要神的力量，还要向神求。我们就来到路加福音的平行经文。
Now here you have seen that here Jesus teaches us the Lord's Prayer in a condensed form.
那在这里我们看到主耶稣用比较浓缩的方式教导主祷文。
And there in verse 3, we read these important words: Give us.Every day, not just today, give us every day till the day we die, our bread we need for tomorrow.
那路加福音十一章第三节，那里说我们明日所需要的粮食，天天赐给我们。
But then, right after the Lord's Prayer in Luke 11, we hear Jesus telling a long parable.
而在这里路加福音的十一章，在耶稣教导完主祷文之后，那他就接着教了一个长的比喻。
And to save time, I just read parable to you in English while you follow me in Chinese.
那为了节省时间，我就用英文读。
Luke chapter 11, verses 5, all the way to verse 13. Jesus also said to them, Supposing one of you has a friend,And you go to him in the middle of the night and say to him, My friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Because a friend of mine who has been traveling on the road had just arrived at my house, and I have nothing for him to eat. Verse 7 and verse 8. Now the one inside the house may answer, "It don't bother me. The door is already shut. My children are with me in bed. I can't get up to give you anything." Verse 8. But I tell you, Jesus says, even if he won't get up because the man is his friend, yet because of the man's persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Verse 9 to 10. Moreover, I myself say to you, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who goes on asking receives, and he who goes on seeking finds, and to him who continues knocking, the door will be open. And verses 11 to 13. Is there any father here who, if his son asked him for a fish, would instead of a fish give him a snake? Or if he asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? So if you, even though you are bad, know how to give your children gifts that are good, how much more will the Father keep giving the Holy Spirit from heaven to those who keep asking him? So I finished the reading of this important parable about asking God for strength in prayer.
那刚才我就读了这个比喻，是关于很重要的一点，就是在祷告里向神求力量。
And let us come back and focus on verses 9 to 10.
让我们回到路加福音11章9到10节。
I chose to read to you this translation instead of many others because this one has correctly translated the continuous, the ongoing, persistent aspect of the Greek present tense.
那我选择用这个版本为大家读出的原因就是这个版本表达它原文的含义就是有不断的去执行不断的去求的这个含义。
And Jesus is addressing especially Christians.
那耶稣特别是在对基督徒说
If we want to survive during these very difficult last days, not only we need to find strength from God, we need to ask.
那耶稣在这里说在这个危险的末后的日子我们不单单需要向神求我们力量,
We must keep on asking.
我们必须不断的坚持不懈的求。
And the whole parable here is to emphasize the point of persistence.
那这个刚才这个比喻整个比喻都是在强调要坚持不懈的这一点。
So there are 2 questions Jesus wants to ask us Christians.
所以耶稣有两点要问我们基督徒。
In your Christian life, in your prayer life,
在你的基督徒生活里面，你的祷告生活
，Have you ever asked God for strength in order to survive?
你是否曾向神求力量啊，去才能存活下去呢
？Or is it the case that you somehow assume that He will take care of you so that you don't ask?
还是你已经默认他肯定会照顾你，所以你就没有去求呢
？If this is your situation, then the Lord's Prayer is telling you, you must open your mouth and ask.
那如果这是你的情况，那主祷文在教导你，你必须开口向神求。
I repeat, there is a big difference between knowing you need strength to survive and opening the mouth and ask Father for strength.
那让我再强调一次，就是。和你知道你需要从神而来的力量去存活和你懂得向神求这是两件不同的事情。
And for those of us who do ask for strength from God, a second question.
那对于那些有向神求力量的那我要问第二个。
When you ask the Father for strength, how many times do you ask before you stop?
那当你向天父去求力量的时候那你是求几次那停下来呢
I admit to you my ignorance and my weaknesses.
那我向大家承认我的无知和软弱。
being a servant of God, being a shepherd, I need strength.
那作为一个神的仆人，作为神的去牧养的，那我需要力量。
And I know I need strength.
我也知道我需要力量。
But I must admit that I pray for strength maybe a few times and then I stop.
那我需要和大家坦白，那我可能向神求力量几次，那我就停了。
This morning, I must learn to keep asking Father for strength, keep asking, asking, asking until I can feel I have received enough strength for the day.
那今天早上我要学习的就是，我必须不断不断一直不懈的向神去求力量，直到我能够知道我已经被神的力量充满了。
It's like sitting down to eat a meal.Don't stop until you feel you're full.
就好像坐在餐桌前去吃一顿饭，那你不是吃一口，而是你吃，要一直吃，直到你吃饱了。
If you're a very free person and you're very careless with your meals,
如果你是一个所谓很自由、不拘小节的一个人
，You don't eat regularly.
你不在乎你的正餐，那你就随便吃。
And you care very little what kind of food, what kind of nutrition you eat.
你也不太在乎你吃的是否影响。
And you're always so busy, you don't even care whether you're full before you stop.
又或者你太忙了，那你也不管你到底有没有真正的吃饱。
So these are reasons why your health is poor.
那这也是为什么你健康糟糕的一个原因了。
This is why you are weak and tired.
这也是为什么你觉得软弱，你常常的累。
Actually, this is why you have stomachache.
这也是为什么好多人有胃痛的原因。
And heart disease.
又或者心脏出问题的原因。
All because you don't eat carefully.
那都是由于你没有小心的去吃。
So this is what we need to know today, and what we must do.
所以这就是我们今天早上必须知道，也必须去做的事情。
You must know that you need God's strength just in order to survive.
那你必须认识到，你必须有神的力量才能够存活下去。
And you must ask and keep on asking, even if it takes half an hour, until you can feel you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那另外就是你必须要学会去祈求。求神给你力量，那要不断的求，直到你能够知道神给了你力量。
Now I've taken you a long detour. We have now seen the correct translation and the sense of this important original text.
那我为大家解释的好多都是为了大家帮助大家能够明白这节经文原来真正的含义。
I have but 5 minutes before I must conclude.
还有五分钟我就需要结束。
Because I really like to sing that third song again.
那我也很盼着能够唱那首第三首歌。
In conclusion, let me read to you one of Christians' most favorite texts in the Hebrew Scripture.
那在结束之前，我想为大家读那基督徒在希伯来圣经很喜欢的一节经文。
The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40.
是在以赛亚书的四十章。
Starting from verse 28 all the way to 31.
从二十八到三十一节。
Let me first read to you in English and then followed by Chinese.
那我首先为大家用英文，然后再中文。
Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31. The everlasting God, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary.His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases strength. 30. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary.They shall walk and not faint.
在以赛亚书的四十章二十八到三十一节，永在的神，亚伟地级的创造主，既不疲倦，也不困倦。 他的知识无法测度，疲乏的他赐力量，无力的他加力量。就是年轻人也会疲乏困倦，强壮的人也会跌倒，但那等候亚伟的人必重新得力。他们必像鹰一样展翅上腾，他们奔跑也不困倦，他们行走也不疲乏。
Now, having learned from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, and now we have just read Isaiah 40.
那刚才我们学习过路加福音的十一章，现在我们看以赛亚书四十章。
We seem to see an obvious contradiction here.
那在这里好像看到有一个看似矛盾的地方。
In one place we are told, in order to find strength from God, we must ask Him persistently.
那在一处我们学习到，为了从神那里得着力量，我们必须坚持不懈地去向他求。
And here we read, the only one way to find strength from God is to wait on Him, wait for Him.
但是在这里我们看到，唯一可以从神那里重新得力的方式就是去等候。
Asking persistently is very active.
那坚持不懈地去祈求是主动的。
Very dynamic.
是很有动力的。
So you see, prayer is not so simple, idling and chit-chatting with daddy.
所以你看，祷告并不是就好像很随意的聊天，好像跟爸爸聊。
But then here, waiting on Yahweh seems to be very passive.
但是在这里我们看到，等候亚伟看起来好像是很被动。
I just want to point out to you in closing that there is no contradiction.
那在结束之前，我想为大家指出，那这两处其实没有任何矛盾。
Waiting on Yahweh is not passive at all.
原因就是等候亚伟并不是被动的。
True waiting on God involves asking Him for strength and keep on asking Him for strength until you get it.
那真正的去等候神，背后你也不断的向神去求力量，坚持不懈的求，直到你得着。
And when we have asked Him for 5 minutes for strength and still haven't got it, wait, keep asking. 10 minutes, you don't get it yet? Wait, keep asking more until you receive strength from your Heavenly Father.
那当你在祷告里面不断地向神求力量，过了5分钟之后还没有得着，那你就必须等候，然后坚持不懈地再求。那10分钟还没有，那你就再等候，再不断不懈地去求，直到你得着。
Just a few days ago, when I was preparing to give this lesson, I needed strength, so I asked for it.
那几天之前，在我在预备的过程，我需要力量，那我就向神在祷告求。
That morning, I was feeling tired and weak and unsettled.
那天早上我就感觉软弱，也很疲倦，那心里面没底。
A lot of distracting thoughts and anxious thoughts were raising in my mind, trying to bother me.
那在脑海里面有好多使我分心的意念，那彷徨的意念要使我摇动。
I needed strength. I needed strength at once, but I was distracted.
那当时我就很需要力量，那也是马上就需要，但是当时我就被纷扰。
So I put this teaching into practice.
所以我就把这个教导去应用出来。
I didn't just say to Heavenly Father, "You know I need help. Please help."
那我就没有只是向神说，天父，你知道我需要帮助，那求你帮助。
I ask Him for strength.
那我就是向他求力量。
And I ask Him. I repeatedly ask Him many times.
那我就向他求力量，不断重复的去求。
And for many minutes.
那有好多次，也很久。
You know something?
那你知道吗？
After quite a long time,
在一段长的时间以后，
He filled me with His Holy Spirit.
那他就用他的圣灵将我充满。
All anxiety, all negative thoughts were all subdued, absolutely quiet.
那脑海里这些忧虑的意念，那纷扰的意念都一下子平静下来。
Peace and shalom took over.
那平安就是沙龙就进到我的心里面。
Confidence and trust took took over.
那,
confidence and trust also took over.
那直到我可以艰辛的去信靠神。
I was filled with strength from the Holy Spirit.
那我就从圣灵那边得着了力量。
So, you see, the teaching today paints us a picture of the true Christian life.
那今天我们学习到的内容就为我们描绘了、一个真基督徒的生命。
It is a picture of salvation where Christians are totally dependent on God Yahweh for strength every day.
那就像我们描绘出一个基督徒，他实际上是需要每一天都完全的仰赖亚伟，能够得着力量，得以存活。
The Bible doesn't say, Jesus doesn't say, your heavenly Father loves you. It's okay. He will give you strength. No, he says.You ask him for strength every day.
那圣经耶稣并没有教导我们说、天父知道你的需要、那你就不需要向他求、不是的，耶稣教导我们，我们必须向神求力量。
You see, true Christianity is utterly different from the other world religions.
那大家看见吗、真的基督教那和世上其他的宗教都不一样。
In other world religions, most people just want the gods' blessings. They don't want any serious relationship with the gods.
那在世界上的宗教，他们只是想神去祝福他们，但并不想和这个神有一个亲密的一个关系。
Having prayed to the god in the temple, you go home and you live your life the way you want.
那你在庙宇向这个神去求之后呢？那你就回到家，就按照你自己喜欢的方式去过活。
But Christianity is a relationship with God where the disciples is totally dependent on the Heavenly Father for survival.
但是基督教，不同的就是门徒们，他们是完全的必须仰赖神，才得以存活。
This is just one of the many reasons why the doctrine of once saved, always saved is very dangerous.
那这也是为什么、一次得救永远得救的教导是、非常危险的缘故。
No salvation would be possible unless the children of God depend on Him for survival every single day.、
除非神的儿女是每一天都去仰赖神，求他赐下力量去存活，要不然就最终不能得救。
So in closing, I ask again.Especially, I address this question to fellow Christians.
那在结束之前，我再问大家，特别是问当中的基督徒。
Are you tired?
你是否疲累呢？
I don't mean you're tired from work or tired from study.
那我指的不是你工作上或者是学习上觉得疲倦。
Do you feel tired as you live your Christian life from week to week?
那在你的基督徒生活当中，你觉得疲倦吗？
Are you feeling weak?
你是否、感到疲倦呢？
Maybe your spiritual life is sick.
又或者你的属灵生命已经生了病。
Two things you must know, you really need to know through the Lord's Prayer today.
那今天有两件事情你必须从主祷文去知道的。
You must ask your Father for strength to survive every day.
你必须天天都向天父求力量，才能够一直存活下去。
Let us go then, starting from this day, go and ask Father for strength one day at a time.
那就让我们从今天开始，那每一天都去完全的依赖天父，向他求力量。
But don't stop after 5-7 times.
但是不要、五次或七次以后就停下来。
Keep.On asking until you are full.
你必须不断地求，直到你饱足。
So let us pray as we conclude.
让我们在结束的时候来祷告。
I ask Brother Albert to lead us.
请 Albert 为我们祷告。